time for an all-new Wrong Number Flirting this week with Jennifer and Jared. This week, we have single mom Jennifer on the phone right now, who thinks her man was actually hanging out with someone else besides just his father on Sunday. Good morning, Jennifer. What's going on?
Yeah, so I didn't see him on Father's Day. So I've been dating Jared for like 5 months. It's getting pretty serious. Like, we've said I love you to each other.
That's a big deal, saying I love you.
Yeah, and I have a 3-year-old, and he's totally cool with her, and it, like, they get along great, and it's just feeling really good.
So what's the problem?
He said he wasn't going to be, like, available past breakfast. A friend of mine said that she saw him that day at a restaurant downtown with another girl. And my friend said that she saw them touching hands together at the table, but I don't know what to believe, you know?
We'll call your boyfriend Jared right now, and let's hope she mistakenly saw one guy and thought it was somebody else. Jennifer, stay on the phone right now. We'll call your boyfriend Jared, okay?
There. Is this Jared?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
hello, Jared. My name is Raquel, calling from Florist downtown. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Well, we just do a monthly promotion every single month for a free bouquet for the person of your choice. It's a beautiful bouquet of a dozen red roses, and you actually were our winner for this month, so we can get that to you, to the person of your choice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Where did I sign up for it?
There's a bunch of different ways to do it. You know, if you registered online, a friend could have registered you.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
I never win anything.
I know. Well, there's always a first for everything. Yeah, well, they're a beautiful bouquet of roses. Is there anyone special that you would like? Because we like to personalize them a little bit. Do you have a name?
Yeah, you know, I'm perplexed. I'm going to send them to Trisha.
Okay, Trisha. Okay, T-R-I-S-H-A, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Trisha?
Hello?
Hey, Jared.
Jared?
Who?
Jared?
Yeah?
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9, and you're on Wrong Number Flirting. That's your girlfriend, Jennifer.
You gotta be kidding me.
Not kidding.
No, not kidding at all.
We called you because you said you were doing stuff with your family on Father's Day, but she said that one of her friends actually saw you with another woman at lunch on Sunday.
I don't know how you could do this.
I'm assuming this other woman you're probably out to lunch with was this Trisha. What's the deal with that?
No, I mean, God, sorry, guys. I'm totally flustered for words.
I would be too if I was cheating on my girlfriend.
No, man, it's not like that.
You know I've had a hard time in the past, and it's taken so much for me to open up to you. I told you I love you, and I just don't know. I don't know how you can do this.
I know. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to be. I do love you, and I don't want to be an asshole, but.
Well, you are being rude for sure. We just said it like 2 weeks ago, and yet, like, you're eating lunch with another. You're sending flowers to another woman? Who even is this?
Who is the other woman, Jared?
Who are you seeing?
It's this girl I work with. She's not even important. Jennifer, can you please listen to me? I know this is ridiculous, and I know that I look like a bad guy, but I'm at a place I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of our relationship. I'm afraid of your daughter, and that's not supposed to be a bad thing.
What?
You know, I fall in love with this woman, and Jennifer is an amazing woman, and here I am sitting here, and this isn't what I planned. I didn't plan on meeting a single mother that has a child.
That's what you're telling me this whole time? You just didn't want to date someone with a daughter?
That's not what I'm saying.
Look, man, I grew up with a single mom. I have a lot of respect for the single women out there. Honestly, I'm kind of pissed that you would do this to somebody that you would say I love you to. I mean, it's pretty unfair to Jennifer that you did this.
I mean, I screwed up, dude. I'm sorry.
Jennifer?
Yeah, you did screw up. Yeah, I'm really hurt. But what is the most unfair is that you have met my daughter. You know her, and she loves you. And just, like, I don't know how you can do this to a child. You're friends with her, and I don't know how you can fucking do this.
I screwed up. Guys, I'm sorry. Jennifer, we need to sit down and talk about this, and I need to be more open with you because I clearly went about this the wrong way.
Jennifer, are you willing to talk to Jared about what happened and move forward?
I mean, yeah, but it's gonna take a minute.
Understandable.
Raw Number Flirting on Radio Now. It sounds like Jennifer is actually thinking about a second chance for Jared. If you're in her shoes, would you let this guy have a second chance, Rachel?
I don't think I could. I've never been in that situation. He just sounds like he was scared, I guess, of some situation.
I don't understand it.
If it's not your child being intimidated or on Father's Day and not really knowing what to do, but what you don't do is cheat on your girlfriend.
All right, we want to hear your thoughts on this right now. 239-1009, and would you let Jared have his second chance if you were in Jennifer's shoes? It's Radio Now 100.9.